Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast, bringing you fun and soulful interviews with spiritual teachers with the aim of tuning you in and lighting you up with your host, George Lizos.
Lightworker, before we get started with today's episode, I want to remind you that my second book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, The Ultimate Guide to Following Your Purpose and Creating Change in the World, is coming out on June 4th. And it's now available to pre-order globally on Amazon. If you're feeling the call to make the world a better place, but you don't know where to start finding and following your life purpose, I wrote this book for you. It is packed with processes, rituals, and meditations to help you turn on your light and get it to work so that together we get to create a better world. If you want to get started right away with finding your purpose until you get the book in your hands, I have a free step-by-step guide guiding you to do so. All you have to do to grab it is to go to georgelizos.com/life-purpose and you'll be able to download it. In today's episode, I've had the pleasure to chat to spiritual queen Emma Mumford all about her new book, Positively Wealthy. And I want to start this episode with three questions. What's the first word that comes to your mind when you think about money? How about the emotion you feel? Do you have a positive relationship with money or a fearful one? You see, money is such a loaded topic, especially within spiritual communities, but it shouldn't be. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and money is a necessary component of this experience. Yet growing up, we are indoctrinated with limiting beliefs and fears about money that block the stream of abundance that constantly flows to us. when we shift our perception about money from scarcity to abundance, we're free to receive the money we truly deserve. Emma Mumford was the UK's coupon queen before becoming the spiritual queen, which is also the title of her first book. In her second book that comes out this June, she combines her two sides to write Positively Wealthy, a 33-day guide to manifesting sustainable wealth and abundance in all areas of your life. But specifically in this episode, we focus on practical exercises and mindset shifts that will help you to attract more money in your life. Emma's processes go beyond the common law of attraction practices, as she combines money-saving tips and tactics with spiritual processes to help you step into abundance. So specifically in this interview, you will learn what it means to be positively wealthy, whether money is spiritual and how you can start seeing money as such, how to overcome your biggest obstacles with manifesting an abundance of money, and easy practices to attract more wealth, whether this is financial or otherwise. As soon as you're done listening to this episode, be sure to come within the Your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let me know which one of Emma's processes was your favorite one. Until then, enjoy this episode with Emma Mumford. Emma Mumford, aka Spiritual Queen, is an award-winning life coach and mentor, YouTuber, speaker, podcast host, and best-selling author. Emma is the host of the popular podcast Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Acast. Emma also has her own Law of Attraction merchandise available on her website. She's an advanced Law of Attraction practitioner and a qualified Reiki master, who was also awarded highly commended in the 2018 Soul and Spirit Magazine Awards for the most inspiring life coach. Emma, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited for you to be here and to chat about your upcoming book, Positively Wealthy, which I've read, I've loved, and I'm so excited for everyone to pre-order and to read as well. But before we dive into the book, I want to hear about your journey with and your experience with teaching about money. How did you come to a point where you are so passionate about helping people to manifest wealth and abundance in their lives?
It's a really interesting story, because if people don't know my backstory, they're quite surprised when they hear what I used to do. So back in my younger days, when I was sort of 18 to 20, I actually worked in banking, and it was complete fluke that I fell into that job. I absolutely hated it as well. I was, you know, putting people into debt every day. It made me really upset to do that. And I saw kind of the negative side of money. I'd always had a good relationship with money, but I really saw in that banking role the negative side of money and society. And I just thought, this is not for me. I cannot do this. I don't want to have targets to put people into debt. So I actually developed really bad depression from that experience, and also from the relationship I was in at that time. And the ex I was with left me with £7,000 worth of his debt in my name. I took out a loan to help him out with his debts, and he basically then left me and never paid a single penny. So I was 20, had £7,000 worth of debt, and thought, what on earth am I going to do? So I had to leave the banking role, and I got a part-time job and just a clothes shop. And from that, I then discovered extreme couponing. And we all know and love the TLC show Extreme Couponing with all the big stockpiles. And yet, that literally was my spare room. So I did couponing and extreme couponing to really just to find a way to save money on everyday essentials and to, you know, just help myself get out of this debt while I was earning such a low income. And that extreme couponing page just went viral very, very quickly. And I was known as the coupon queen in the UK press. I used to present on This Morning. I used to do like a little money saving slot with Philip and Holly. And yeah, my page had about 500,000 followers. It was called Extreme Couponing and Deals UK. It's still running. And that was what I was known for the last 6 years before I put on my spiritual queen crown. So I've always had this fascination with money. It's always really fascinated me. It's always followed me as well without me even intending it to. And I loved being an extreme couponer, a money saver for 6 years. But when I had my spiritual awakening in 2016, I thought, no, this is the time now to integrate law of attraction, integrate spirituality, and talk about what really lights my soul up. So I sold that business in 2018, and I've obviously been doing this current, like I did it side by side, and I've been doing this singly for now nearly 3 years. But it's an interesting journey because I thought I was done with money. I thought I was done. And I was like, I put my coupon queen crown down. I'm now spiritual queen. You know, money is still abundant, but money was never really my biggest focus in my work. And then at my Spiritual Queen book launch last year, the psychic said to me, your next book's going to be about money. And I just laughed. I was like, Emma, it's not going to be about money. I'm done. I'm not doing money saving. She was like, no, no, no. Like your work is just as relevant now. And I was like, what is she on about? So I kept having these conversations, had no plans to write a second book yet. And lo and behold, after about 4 months of pestering off from the universe, I was like, right, I think I need to write a book about money.
You know what? It's so interesting and it's so amazing that you're writing about money because you know money now from both perspectives. You know money from the muggle perspective, the mainstream perspective, and then you know money from a spiritual perspective as well, which I think it's so important to touch on because so many people in the spiritual community have a weird relationship with money. And I think it has to do like from a very esoteric perspective in our past lives. We've spent many past lives being honored as intuitives and mages and wizards, and people would come to us and support us without needing to get paid basically for what we did, because our the communities supported us and had us like on such a high level. And then fast forward right now where it's a completely different world. We need to work for to like earn money and move forward. So people like spiritual people, light workers, we have this sense of, I know I have to use money, but I don't like money and I don't like to ask people for money and I don't like to pay money. And it's such a loaded topic. So I want to ask from your perspective, is money spiritual? What is money? How do we understand it from a perspective that we go like, okay, now I feel better about money right now?
So money really is spiritual. And I guess I never really put the two and two together until I really started to do this work and realize that they really were connected. And when I was like teaching my clients, you know, I would always give this money advice out, but I was never really realizing that it is grounded from my banking and couponing days, but also spiritual as hell because I'm spiritual queen. So definitely the two are spiritual. And I think the more we can see money as energy, just like everything else, this is how we put that spiritual approach to money. So a lot of people may put this seriousness towards money, this very muggle human sense towards money, when actually free coffees, puppies, money, it's all the same energy. The universe can deliver all of them. There is no difference to the universe. So whether you're asking for a pound or whether you're asking for £1 million, you as, you know, yourself, your soul, are putting that emphasis, whether it's a big amount, a small amount, the universe is obviously exactly the same. It is, you know, seeing it as energy, it can flow to you. We are the ones who put those restrictions in place or blocks as such. So the more you can see it, and also there's, you know, a lot of the time spiritual folk will see money as evil or that it's greed or that, you know, all these negative connotations we have with money. And absolutely, the money has been in the wrong hands for many years. Like we can all witness that. But the more light workers, the more spiritual people, the more spiritual queens who have abundance in their lives and have these healthy relationships of money, and when the money is in good hands, we can put it to use, whether that's helping the planet, whether that's helping others. The more light workers who have money in their possession, that is going to change the whole vibration of money collectively. So it's not just about you gaining financial abundance and having money in your bank and saying, hey, I've got all this money. It's about looking at the bigger picture as well and saying, what can you do with that money to help others? And also how collectively we can change that vibration of money.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh, how beautiful. I always tell people, like, the more money you can have as a light worker, like, first of all, money is a tool and it can be used for good or for evil. And imagine if light workers, as you said, like, have money, we can use it to create a more inspiring environment for ourselves, a more inspiring, like, home environment, for example, allow us to be more in the zone. Being more in the zone means creating better products or better services that will help more people and therefore creating better change into the world. It's just a matter of, like, as you said, just shifting our perception about it so we can see it as something positive. But in your book, you talk about being wealthy, and you kind of, like, of course, money is part of being wealthy, but it's not just about money. So talk to us a little bit. What does it mean to be positively wealthy, and why positively?
Definitely. So positively wealthy was a name that I had this idea in my head of the book. I knew it was about money. I didn't really know at that point it was going to be focusing on wealth as well. And me and my friend Salida, we were just playing with words, and we were like, spiritual money, because obviously we had spiritual queen, we're like, spiritual wealth, spiritual queen. And then we're like, positively wealthy. And we were just like, oh my God, yes, that's the name. So definitely to me, being positively wealthy is feeling fulfilled and abundant in all areas of your life. So how I got onto this journey was not just a case of me wanting to teach about money, but equally I reached a point in my life where I'd manifested everything off my manifestation list. And when I'd sold my business, my couponing business, this was the final thing on my manifestation list. And I thought, wow, okay, after this, I can chill, relax, enjoy the view, be grateful, just slow down, stop trying to keep pursuing or manifesting or next thing, next thing, next thing. So when this money came, I thought, right, my life's going to change forever. I'm going to be different. Oh my God, Emma, this is going to make your life. Oh my God, you've made it. And I felt exactly the same as I did 5 minutes before that money hit my account. And that's when it hit me that I'd been manifesting all wrong, and that actually I hadn't been doing the real deep inner work that I needed to do. I was just manifesting in my masculine energy, going, 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 always improving, striving in my masculine summer energy. And actually I neglected the part of me where that was my real wealth. So to me, I thought wealth meant success, validation, money, career success, the book deal, selling the business, all of these things. When actually, when I'd hit those goals, I realized that that wasn't my version of wealth at all. So the book really focuses on how to redefine your version of wealth and manifest sustainable abundance in all areas of your life. Because to me personally, wealth means having a thriving personal life, you know, having a family, having children, being married. That is my version of wealth. And that will be different for everybody. Yours may be that success, having a successful career, money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to check in with yourself is whether that is your version of wealth. So that was a real wake up call for me to think, I don't feel positively wealthy in my life. On paper, I look wealthy, but in myself, I don't feel positively wealthy. So this is what inspired the book to go along that journey to say, really being fulfilled and really feeling wealthy is having sustainable abundance in all areas of your life, not just what, should we say, is a classic version of wealth, which is money and success.
So it's all about clarity. It's all about knowing ourselves and knowing what wealth means for us, and then getting to redefine that. Rather than letting the system direct our mind. So let's talk a little bit about the book, because it is very structured, it's very playful, it's very easy to read through, and you get like quick results, like even from the first chapter. So tell us what the structure of the book is and what people can expect to get out of it.
Brilliant. So I loved the book, The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. This was the book that changed my life forever. And in there, it had like 28 day practices. And what I really loved about that book, and see works really well with my followers and clients as well, when they read that book, is the structured format of doing something every single day. So I was really passionate about not just writing another law of attraction book, not just writing a book on money and wealth, but actually giving people tools, practices, meditations, real things you can go and do. Because sometimes with self-help books, they're fantastic. They inspire you. They give you all the feels, but then you think, oh, what do I do now? What do I go and implement in the real life? So this is what I wanted to give the readers, was actually 33, because that's my destiny number, 33 channeled practices, which you can do to create sustainable wealth and abundance in all areas of your life. So we've got practices to, you know, rewrite your money story, have a positive relationship with money, a spiritual relationship with money, so you feel confident and positive around your finances. So again, that comes with my grounded experience from my muggle days, and also my spiritual advice as well. And then also it teaches you things like forgiveness, self-love. We cover everything which creates that positively wealthy lifestyle. So it really guides you along those 33 days. And, you know, even after you finish the book, you can always go back to it, pick your favorite practices. This is definitely like a guide as such. It's not just a book you read once and put down. It's definitely something you should come back to time and time again.
Oh, that's amazing. And I also love reading The Magic, the book. And I like these kind of books that give you something small to do every single day, because it makes it easier. Because the idea of reading an entire book like may seem daunting sometimes. Mm. But when you know you have like 2 or 3 pages every single day to read, then it's just so much more manageable. Another one I remember reading, and I did twice, like back to back, was May Cause Miracles by Gabriel Bernstein. Again, it was like every single day doing a practice, and then it's so easy to get through it. And I know people will love your book and get so many manifestations from it, as they always do from everything you teach. Let's talk about people's number one block in your experience with manifesting more wealth, whether this is money or whether it is something else. What is the core block or obstacle that in your experience people have that prevent them from experiencing the abundance that is rightfully theirs?
I think the biggest obstacle I come across more than anything, and the thing I hear time and time again, is people will want to manifest large amounts of money, whether it's like £100,000, £1 million. And it's, again, it's not wrong to want those things. That's what I want to stress here. But they could be saying, right, I want to manifest £100,000 in the next 2 months. Now, what I see the block is that they do not believe they can do that. So it's perfectly okay to set the intentions, but we at a core level have to believe that's possible for the law of attraction to work here. So what I really suggest doing is saying, okay, set your goal, whether it's something you want to manifest in the next 12 months, 6 months, maybe you don't even have a goal. That's fine. You know, maybe set a couple of years then if you don't have a specific date you want that money by. But what I would do is break it down into manageable amounts each month. So say you want to manifest £12,000 in the next 12 months, you'd break it down to manifesting £1,000 each month, because in your mind, when you write down £1,000 each month on your little manifestation list, that feels so much more achievable and better to write than saying £12,000 and you're like, oh my God, that's so much money. Whereas when you look at it, oh, it's only £1,000 I have to manifest, you believe and feel into that space so much easier, and you can reach that place of believing and manifesting. So any large amounts of money, and it's great to set that overall goal, but break it down into manageable monthly amounts. And maybe, again, people don't even know what they want to manifest figure wise. So I always say, if you don't know what to manifest in terms of monetary, like £12,000, think about the types of things you would like to do with that money, whether it's going away on holiday, buying a house, buying a new car. Like, have a look at those things and look how much those items cost. And that's how much you need to manifest.
So it's all about matching our belief with our desire, basically, and making sure that, yes, we have the desire to manifest something, but does it really match our belief system? And if it doesn't, let's make some adjustments to make it work. So smart. Now, let's talk about an easy practice that listeners can use right now to start attracting more wealth in their life, whether this is financial or something else. Like, let's get a sneak peek from the book.
Okay, well, I think everyone's gonna want the money advice, so I'm gonna go with that.
Let's go for it.
They're tuning in for that. So my best tip a real easy tip, actually, to get yourself into a positive relationship with money is something called mindful spending. Now, this is something actually from my couponing days, which I've spiritualized a little bit with some spiritual advice. So mindful spending is something that I've created, and it's something where you just need to watch what you're spending and your interactions with money. So this isn't bills, this isn't household necessities each month. This is your luxury money. So the money that you spend on little luxuries, treats, and everything else you do throughout the month, which isn't your household bills or commitments. So with that spending money, what I want you to really challenge yourself, because we always mindlessly spend money. We're like, yeah, we'll just buy that, treat ourselves to that. Oh, this is self-love, we'll buy this. Oh, we'll spend all that money and then it will come back to us. And what we can end up doing is actually feeling even more negative towards our finances because we're mindlessly spending money, hoping it comes back to us or hoping it's an act of self-love when we really need to get mindful with it. So when you are purchasing items, whether it's that new jumper you've seen you really want, or it's a day out, a day to the cinema, whatever it may be, really tune into yourself and does it bring you joy? Ask yourself, does it bring you joy? Is it going to feel good to you? And once you've spent that money, does it feel good? So hold that item, think about that service. Will it feel good to spend that money? If the answer is yes, do it. If the answer is not sure or no, wait. Just wait a few weeks. Maybe it's you wait until your next payday, whether it's you just wait a couple of weeks till the bills go out, until you have a clearer picture of your financial status for that month. Sometimes just waiting can do all the good in terms of mindful spending, because if you're buying things just, you know, mindlessly, or you're not really going to enjoy them, or there's not really much joy behind that item, when you look at it, it's going to feel bad to you. And then when you look at your bank statement or your bank balance online, you're going to think, oh, I really shouldn't have spent that money. And all of this is negative vibes. This is what we don't want you to feel when you are interacting with your money. So only spend money when it feels good. And doing this practice and just being mindful with it will not only save you money, but it will also help you to feel good with every transaction that you make, and then have a positive feeling when you look at your bank balance as well.
Oh, wow. So these basically, like, allowing ourselves like some time to wait also helps us to get in touch with that emotion, I guess. And where we really want something and it's really going to make a big change in our lives, or we're just getting it to satisfy an ephemeral desire to experience some pleasure rather than happiness. Oh, so powerful. I love these practical tips. And there are so many more tips in Positively Wealthy. Emma, thank you so much for sharing all that with us. Where can people get the book?
Thank you so much. So it is available for pre-order now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, and most of the official places that you can get books. So it is $12.99 RRP, and it's with the publishers Watkins.
And where can people get in touch with you?
So you can come and join me over on Instagram. All my social media handles are I am Emma Mumford, or you can find me over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk.
Emma, thank you so much for sharing all this life-changing money advice with us. And I cannot wait for everyone to experience the magic of Positively Wealthy.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure being here today.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at George Lizos to grab your free Lightworker survival guide and catch the next live episode.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.